Hello,
my name is Natalia.
I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yes, but I did move recently out of state.
Okay, thank you. Do you perceive yourself as a female, male, genderqueer, gender nonconforming, not exclusively male or female, or another
Female.
additional gender? Thank you so much.
Female.
Now,
Yeah.
what is the year that you, the year of your birth?
I was born 2000.
Thank you so much. Now, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yeah, I'm Latino.
Okay. Thank you. Cuban, Dominican, or another Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Dominican.
Thank you so much. What is your race? You can select all that apply, white, black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, some other race?
Black.
Thank you so much. Now, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's.
Thank you so much. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all.
I'd say with local and state elections, I'd say like an 8.
Thank you so much. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the directions in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. First of all, we have Donald Trump from 0 to 10.
So, like, rank it how I feel about him?
Yes, very cold is 0. 10 means very warm, and favorable. And 5 is neutral.
About him, I would say very unfavorable. Yes.
Thank you. Now we have Kamala Harris from 0 to 10.
I would say somewhat favorable. As of right now, I would have to see what her platforms are.
Okay. Can you please tell me a number from 0 to 10?
What is 10 again? Very favorable?
Yes, 10 means very favorable.
6.
Thank you so much. What about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Don't know too much about him. I'd say 5.
Thank you. What about J.D. Vance?
Oh, I don't know anything about that one. 5.
Thank you. What about Attorney General Josh Fine?
7.
Thank you. What about Joe Biden?
3.
We also have the Republican Party.
0.
And the Democratic Party.
2.
Thank you so much. Now, I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party, undecided, will vote for other political offices but not president, will not vote at all in the upcoming election?
I'm in between, but I think as of right now, I would vote for every office except for president.
Thank you so much. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate, undecided, will vote for other political office but not the Congress, will not vote at all in the upcoming election?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. Now, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Statement B says, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life the most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. Statement A says, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important in my everyday life.
Yes.
Would you say that one? Somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Thank you. Now, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? First one says, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Second one says, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. And the last one says, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
Mm-hmm. The last one.
Thank you so much. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following, the future of the planet, positive or negative?
Negative.
What about your own future, positive or negative?
My own positive.
Thank you. The future of the country, positive or negative?
Negative.
Thank you so much. Now, from your most recent voting experience in the November 2022 election, would you say that voting is getting harder or easier for you, or has it been about the same?
Harder.
Would you say somewhat harder or much harder?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. Thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. I am going to read a list for you. I don't know enough about the candidates. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. I don't have the time to vote. It is too difficult for me to vote because elections are rich and my vote won't matter. I don't like any of the candidates, another one, or none of the above.
I don't like any of the candidates, and then the one about not being able to change, like it won't change anything.
Thank you so much. Oh, wait, 1 second. Now, who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please, you can select all that apply. All politicians, racist politicians, Republicans, Democrats, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Thank you so much. Now, below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each threat could happen in this country. From 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the threat is near certainty to happen, and 5 means you are not sure, and 0 means you believe that the threat will certainly not happen. First of all, we have increasing political violence in response to American elections, from 0 to 10.
Eight.
Thank you. Next, we have creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday life.
Eight.
We also have having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 8.
We also have sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 8.
We also have giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstrations against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protect free speech.
10.
We also have restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
Like 7.
Thank you. Allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns.
9.
We also have preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal.
Mm-hmm. 7.
Thank you. We also have arresting and jailing individuals who send out food and water to voters, sending in long lines to vote.
8.
Thank you so much. Now, how big of a problem is racial discrimination in your life today? Big problem, somewhat of a problem, small problem, not a problem?
Big problem.
Have you or any you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years?
Yes.
Just personally experienced or just know someone?
Know someone.
Thank you so much. Below are some statements that Democrats have made about Republicans. On a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate how concerned you are about the statement. Where 10 means you are extremely concerned about the statement. 5 means you are neither concerned nor unconcerned about the statement. And 0 means that you are not at all concerned about the statement. You may select any number from 0 to 10. First, we have when we come together and vote, we can choose leaders who will work to raise our wages and crack down on wealthy corporations who are priced going and driving up the cost of living. From 0 to 10?
10.
MAGA Republicans are trying to silence our voices because they've seen what our collective power can achieve, like how we've organized in unions to win higher wages against wealthy corporations. From 0 to 10?
6.
MAGA Republicans are working diligently to suppress the votes of tens of thousands of Americans, sometimes by illegal intimidating practices. From 0 to 10?
6.
Now, nearly 60 years after the passage of the Civil Rights Act, racist MAGA politicians want to roll back our freedom to vote and pick their own voters. From 0 to 10?
8.
Thank you so much. Now, here's a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make change on the issues that you care about the most? You may select up to 2. First, we have talking to friends and family about politics. Then we have engaging in direct actions like attending meetings or occupying buildings, boycotting a company, calling, writing, emailing local politicians, voting in federal elections such as for president or U.S. Congress, donating it to political campaigns or organizations, voting in state or local elections such as for governor or mayor, volunteering for a local organization in my community, marching in a protest, signing petitions, none of the above.
The first one about family and then engaging in communities. One of them was like community engagement.
Okay, engaging in direct action like attending meetings or occupying buildings, that one?
Yeah, and then the family one.
Thank you so much. No matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means that your vote has no power at all.
Six.
Thank you. One last time, if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party, undecided, will vote for other political offices, not the president, will not vote at all in the upcoming election?
I think I said vote for offices, but the president.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I'm registered Democrat, so yeah, Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong Democrat, no.
Thank you so much. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
Thank you so much. Are you or have you ever been a member of a union? Yes, a current member. Yes, a former member. No, never been a member.
No, never been one.
Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend or something else?
Rent.
Thank you so much. Were you born in the United States or another country?
Yes. United States.
Thank you. Were your parents born in the United States or in another country?
My father was born in Dominican Republic. My mom was born in the United States.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, not eligible to vote, or did not vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. Which of the following best describes your current employment status?
Employed. Full-time.
Oh, sorry, full-time, thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $24,999, between $25,000 to $34,999, between $35,000 to $44,999, between $45,000 to $54,999, between $55,000 to $64,999, between $65,000 to $74,999, between $75,000 to $84,999, between $85,000 to $99,999, sorry, between $100,000 and $124,999, between $125,000 to $149,999, between $150,000 to $174,999, between $175,000 to $199,999, between $200,000 to $200,000.
Yeah, not even that high.
Okay. Okay. So
yeah. I would say entire household income.
Yes.
I would say 100,000.
Thank you so much. Okay, that was the last question. Thank you so much for your time and your patience. Have a nice day.
Oh, wait, what's this organization called?
We're calling from Opinion Research. It's a political, private institution research.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too.